One of the first promises made to Abraham by the Lord was, I will make of thee a great nation, and will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Genesis 12, 2 and 3. In due time God gave Abraham a son, Isaac, to whose wife Rebekah the Lord said, Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. Genesis 25, verse 23. As we will have occasion to notice this passage again, it is sufficient here to remark that this was said to her concerning Jacob and Esau as the representatives of two nations which were to descend from her through them, one of which was to be stronger than the other, and to bear rule over it. And this was that the purpose of God according to election might stand. Romans 9 and verse 11. Thus we find that the descendants of Jacob were elected the national family of God. Hence he said, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Isaiah 44 and verse 1. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, mine elect. Isaiah 44 and verse 4. God changed the name of Abram to Abraham because he made him the father of many nations. Genesis 17 and verse 5. He also changed the name of Jacob to Israel, saying, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Genesis 32 and verse 28. Henceforth the descendants of Jacob were called the children of Israel, and very often only Israel, the adopted name of their illustrious progenitor, an example of which Paul gives in Romans 10 and verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. These God clearly recognized as his people. When he appeared to Moses for the purpose of sending him to deliver them, he said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. Exodus 3 and verse 7. And verse 10 he says, Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Moses said to them, The Lord hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 20.